ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಗದಾಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತೋ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನೌ ರಘುನಾಥನ್ನಿತಂ ತ್ವಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದನ್ ಸಹಗನೌ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಂಶ್ಚ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಚತ್ತ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೇ ರಾಧೆ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತ ಜಯೋ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯಶವದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಮುಖಂ ಕರತಿ ವಾಚಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ಶಕ್ಷಾಧರಿತ್ವೇನ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೈ ಋಕ್ತಸ್ತಥಾ ಭಾವ್ಯತೆ ವಸದ್ಭಿಃ ಕಿಂತು ಪ್ರವರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯೈವ ತಸ್ಯ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ Hare Krishna. Today morning we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 21, text number 29. The title of the chapter is Conversation Between Manu and Kardama. Please repeat the shloka. Ya, ta, atma, ಭೃತಂ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಯಾತಾತ್ಮ ಭೃತಂ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ನವದ ಪ್ರಸವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ನವದ ಪ್ರಸವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ವೀರ್ಯೇ ತ್ವದೀಯೇ ಋಷಯ ವೀರ್ಯೇ ತದೀಯೇ ಋಷಯ ಅಧ್ಯಸಂತಿ ಅಂಜಸಾತ್ಮನಃ ಅಧ್ಯಸಂತಿ ಅಂಜಸಾತ್ಮನಃ ಯತ ಆತ್ಮಭೃತಂ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ನವದ ಪ್ರಸವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ವೀರ್ಯೇ ತದೀಯೇ ಋಷಯ ಅಧ್ಯಸಂತಿ ಅಂಜಸಾತ್ಮನಃ ಯತ ಆತ್ಮಭೃತಂ ವೀರ್ಯಂ नवदा प्रसविष्यति वीर्ये तदीय ऋषया अध्यसन्त्यञ्जसात्मनः प्लीज रिपीट व्हाट टू वर्ड मीनिंग या शी ते बाय यू आत्मभृतम सोन इन हर वीर्यम द सीड नवदा नाइन डॉटर्स प्रसविष्यति विल ब्रिंग फोर्थ वीर्ये तदीये इन द डॉटर्स बिगॉटन बाय यू ऋषयः the sage adhyasyanti will begate anjasha in total atmanaha children. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. She will bring forth nine daughters from the seed sown in her by you, and through the daughters you beget, the sages will duly beget children. Please repeat this translation. She will bring forth nine daughters, from the seed sown her by you, and through the daughters you beget, the sages will duly beget children. So this shloka is, there is no purport, so we'll move to next one. Text number 30. Tvam cha samyag anusthaya निदेशं मा उषात्तमः मयि तीर्थि कृताशेषा क्रियार्थमां प्रपत्स्यसे. Translation. With your heart cleansed by properly carrying out my command, rising to me the fruits of all your acts, you will finally attain to me. Purport. There are here the word tirthi kritasha kriyarthaha are significant. Kritasesha. Tirtha means a sanctified place where charity is given. People used to go to place of pilgrimage and give munificently in charity. This system is still current. Therefore, the Lord said, in order to sanctify your activities and the result of your action, you will offer everything unto me. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice, the result should be given to me only. In the other place in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord said, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices and all penances, and everything done for the welfare of mankind or society. All activities, therefore, whether for the welfare of family, society, country or humanity at large, must be performed in Krishna consciousness. That is the instruction given by the Lord to Kardam Muni. Maharaj Yudhishthira, welcome Narad Muni. Wherever you are present, that place becomes sanctified, because the Lord Himself is always seated in your heart. Similarly, If we act in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the Lord and His representative, then everything is sanctified. This is the indication given to Kardam Muni, who acted on it and therefore received the most excellent wife and child, as will be disclosed in later verse. So here Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he is shown few important things. I mean, there is a lot of important thing, of course, but Srila Prabhupada, he put emphasis on a few words here. Tirthi kritasheshan kriyarthaha. So here Srila Prabhupada said Tirtha means the sanctified place where charity is given. So, why is it important to give in charity? Because that's the beginning or the very, very beginning level of our devotional service. I was listening to a lecture on this. There, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was mentioning that why charity is important. Our tendency is business-minded. When we give something to someone, we always expect something else return. That's all. Most of the human beings have this tendency. I'll get something return. Or I'm doing something to you, and you'll do something for me. That's the mentality is there from internally. You know, always is there. So first thing, when someone gives charity, this thing is breaking through slowly. What is charity means? Something, we give something without, what is the intention to get back anything. That is the intention of charity. So, what is devotional service means? We serve to the Lord and we don't ask any return. Actually, that is very high stage. It's nothing we can compare with the charity. But, the charity is the beginning stage. Our mentally we are preparing. We're giving something, we're not asking any return. So same thing, you know, when a pure devotee situate in pure devotional platform, they never ask any return. You know. That's why charity is very important. You know, that's why Krishna also said, you know, never give up, you know, austerity, charity. Those things we shouldn't give up, never. Because mentally we can prepare for the, you know, final detachment. Otherwise, what will happen? If we don't practice that mentality, even though we serve to Krishna, we will think, oh, okay, well, I did this many hours service to Krishna, what I'll get return? What Krishna is doing for me? You know, this is the human nature. Generally, you know, when we do something good, when good result comes, you know, we say, oh, I did that. When something bad happened, we blame to Lord. That's the normal thing we always do. That's the human tendency. When you do something, oh, I did something this for you, how come this thing happened to me? So, this is the normal mentality. So, breaking through this mentality, the charity is very important. It takes a very important role. That we are practicing something, we are making our habit, we are giving something, but we not ask any return. One nice, you know, story. In the Banaras, there was a Brahmin, okay. And even though he was a Brahmin, but his activities like a businessman. And he was very rich, super rich, but super miser. He never ever gave even single cent to anyone. And none even he enjoyed them. What he does? He just accumulates them, you know. So one day, his neighbor said to him, look, now you almost, you know, your young age is finished, you're now old. Soon you're going to die. What will happen to your wealth? And then he said, oh, don't worry, you know. My wealth, I'll think about it. Why you, you know, talking about it? So that's the, you know, when somebody accumulate wealth, you know, out of, you know, their passion, they don't want to lose it. They're fearful, very fearful. And then, you know, and then everybody start talking about, come on, you know, you should give, at least you should give something to the Lord's service. Even if you never ever spend a single cent. And then whenever he goes out and people talks about it, you know, because he is now old and he's frustrated with that. One day he came to home and he told his wife, look, you know, people always criticize me because of this. I have too much money and I don't give to anyone. You know, why shall I give my money to someone else? If Lord needs money, he can bring it. Why I have to give my money? And then his wife said, actually it is true, you know. I spend my whole life with you. But it is shameful. You have so much money. Why don't you give some money to, you know, temple? And then he was more frustrated now. Even my wife supporting others, you know. And then he said, are you crazy? How come I do that? And then he said, oh, you have to tolerate people's word. You know, I have better idea. Now you are old, you have so much money, you don't need that much. Give something to temple or some charity and then people will not ask anything. So then he said, okay, let's give something. Okay. And then at least people will not criticize me. So he took a gold coin. That time, you know, long back ago, there was no, you know, plastic notes, of course. So he took a gold coin he wanted to give to temple. And then he went to a festival day and a lot of people, they want to, you know, give donation to temple. So that's why they stand in queue. If you go to Tirupati, you have experience, of course, you know. Even giving money to temple, you have to stand in queue and nicely, not, you know, just whenever you want. Anyway, so he was standing and it was a sunny day, summer season. Kept his gold coin in the hand and then, you know, he came very close to donation box, you know, suppose here. And then he was thinking, oh my God, I have to give one gold coin. Oh my God, why I have to give one gold coin? Seriously, I have to give it. And then he couldn't, you know, tolerate that one. He is feeling so separation from money. And then he opened his hand. Because of the sun and the hot, he was holding the money, his hand was sweat, and that gold coin was wet, you know, little bits. And then he opened and he said, oh my God, even gold coin is crying. Doesn't want to go from me. If these people, they are pushing me. Forget about it, I'm not going to give it. He came out from the queue. And then he said, oh my dear Lord, sorry, I want to give, but gold coin doesn't want to go. See, he's crying. So Pujari saw it. And he's laughing. And he said, oh, this miser, he'll never ever give any money anyway. So, you know, but how come, you know, he will spend his life like dog and hog? He should do something, you know, at least serve to the Lord. And then he called, Pujari called him, hey, come here. What's the problem? He said, oh, look, you know, I want to give a gold coin, but gold coin is so much crying, he doesn't want to go. So what shall I do? And then Pujari said, I know you, what is your problem? You don't want to spend money, isn't it? He said, yes. The one, why don't you do some service? And then he said, yeah, I can do some service, but there shouldn't be any money involved. I don't want to spend even anything. And then Pujari said, all right, no problem, at least make it havoc, okay? You don't have to spend money. Now we stand here, by your mind, you can donate 100 gold coin and go back to home. Okay? Oh, that's it, I can donate it, no problem. And then Pujari said, when you go home, you serve to the, you know, Lord, by your mind, you can offer, you can cook, you can do everything, whatever you want, okay? You don't need money in there. And then he said, oh, why didn't you tell me in earlier? I could do it and then the people would stop criticizing me, you know. So I could give charity in my mind so much, no problem. So he's really happy. So then he donated 100 gold coins by his mind and he came back home. And early morning he wake up and he sit and he think in his mind, okay, I'm cooking now with the things I'm offering to the Lord. And he sits 5 minutes, think about it, and he started daily work. And then his wife asked, what do you do? I said, Pujari said, you know, now you no more, you cannot criticize anymore. Because I'm serving now, Lord. And that's the biggest charity, that's what he said. Yeah, of course it's true. Then he continued. He thought, well, I'm just offering one item, one dishes. Why not more? So he start extending his worship. He start elaborately. Okay. So once his desire, why don't I offer in golden plate, in all paraphernalia is gold, made out of gold, and all preps I make, they're really, really tasty and most, you know, opulence. He start meditating, you know. Time increase, 1 hour, 2 hour, now half day he just sit there and he meditate. So, one day, he was cooking sweet rice in his mind, okay? And he said, oh, today I want to offer sweet rice and it should be the best quality. So, he is cooking in his mind and now time to put sugar, okay? The sugar container was a little bit big, so he wanted to put half of the sugar into it, okay? So, then he was pouring like that and whole thing fell into sweet rice. Since sweet rice is thick, not all the sugar melted. It's like, you know. And he screamed out, what? You know, I put so much sugar, oh my God, I could use another day. You know, and he put his hand to take back some sugar back from there. Since he has the mentality, you know, very miser. He doesn't want to spell. Even his mind, he's thinking, oh my God, I lost, you know, double amount of sugar. And he put hand and he want to take it back. And it's happening in the mind, but he's doing it physically as well. Immediately, Krishna appear in front of him and he catch his hand. What are you doing? Why you are so miser? Even in mind, you cannot give double amount of sugar. What's wrong? It doesn't spend your money. So when Krishna touch him, his all darkness, you know, go away. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. So then his transcendental knowledge is revealed and he understood actually whatever we have, that's for Krishna's service only. So since he was practicing at least in the mind, not asking any return what he's doing, so that's the very important. So that's the actually beginning from the charity. Otherwise what will happen? Even though we'll give in our mind and then we'll try to take it back. That's a human tendency. It doesn't go very quickly. So that's the charity is very important. And of course, Srila Prabhupada here mentioned a few other things. Whatever we do, ultimately, it should satisfy Krishna, you know. And whatever, as a devotee, whatever we want, you know, even though we have a lot of, lot of desire, still we should surrender to Krishna. If you don't have desire, still we should surrender to Krishna. Because He is the one who's controlling, who's doing everything, who's providing everything. And our life's goal is to please Him. That's what in Bhagavad Gita says, Bhaktaram Yogatapasam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantimrichati. That's the theory of peace, as Srila Prabhupada described. If we offer everything to Krishna, that's what here Krishna is giving instruction, Lord giving instruction to Kardamuni. Another interesting thing here, you know, even the Kardamuni, Lord appear in front of him, isn't it? And he give instruction. So how come again, Lord instructing him, give up everything, whatever you do, and then finally you will attend to me. What does it mean that? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave a commentary on this. It's very significant. If our intention is not pure, even though we approach to the Lord, doesn't mean we'll, you know, get pure devotion. It's like rainy season, rainfall everywhere. But it depends on the beholder, how that it's holding. It will be, color will be depend on how, where is holding, and amount will be depend how big pot you have. So Lord giving mercy everyone. Now whether I am qualified or not, that's the question. You know, Dhruva Maharaj saw, but immediately he started. Pure devotional service, isn't it? But here Kardamuni, he saw, of course he is very elevated devotees. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is not mentioning about him. Even like Duryodhana, they saw Krishna all the time, so many times. But doesn't mean they become pure devotee. So our intention has to be right. Our mood, our attitudes has to be service mood. That's very important. Like rainy season, you can see when the rain fell into ocean, it's become very crystal clear water. When it fell into muddy place, what happened? It's become very muddy, you know. So when, you know, if you put a bowl outside, you'll get maybe 250 ml water. But someone will put in a big barrel, they'll get whole tank, 2000 liter. It depends on us, how much qualified we are. Lord here, they're giving all the time mercy. 24/7. You know, sometimes some people think, especially karmic people, look at this, you know, Lord is so happy and everybody is serving him. But they don't see the other view, other side. How difficult job it is. Can you stand there 24/7? After 1 or 2 days, you will be run away. You know, if we get, you know, 6, 7, 8 hour service, we cry all the time. Oh my God, I have so much service, what can I do? But Lord there for us all the time. It is not a easy task. So anyway, I would like to stop here about this verse. And the day before yesterday, Monday, was the Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance. Of course, Prabhu described some, but it's really nice to have some discuss about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he appeared, there is controversy, some say in Mamgachi, some say Denuria. Anyway, wherever it is. But Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was very special person. He is very special, but not was, because they are, you know, eternal servant of the Lord. So, his mother, Narayani Devi, she is Srivas Pandit's elder brother's daughter. Nalin Pandit is her father name. So when Mahaprabhu was doing the Mahaprakash Leela, everyone asking, you know, what you want, and everyone asking, oh, give me this, that. Of course, they are all asking pure devotional service. Now, Narayani Devi was there, and she was only 4 years old. And Mahaprabhu just suddenly called her, come here. And then he gave his remnants, tambul, to her. And then she ate that. And then Mahaprabhu said, chant and dance, glorify Krishna. And she was dancing and chanting in ecstasy. And then after that, Mahaprabhu said, alright, I'm blessing you. You'll get a son who is very dear to me. And of course, he will be very famous. So that is Vrindavan Das Thakur. About his father, he wasn't much interested to describe his father. There is not much description somehow, because his father wasn't so much attached to Mahaprabhu. So that's why he didn't discuss much. So later on, he used to live in, I think, Mamgachi with his mother. And then later on, he compiled the famous book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. All of us, we know. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he mentioned most of the Mahaprabhu's Bal Leela before sannyas, very elaborately. But he didn't like when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. You know, didn't like means he was feeling so much separation, he couldn't write about it. He just write very short. So later on, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was compiling Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, is a instruction by other devotees, Swara Goswamis, and he took blessing from Radha Madan Mohan. He described whatever pastime Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't describe. So if we really want to know about Mahaprabhu's full pastime, so it will be really good if we study Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat is more details about Mahaprabhu's Bal Leela. It's really nicely described. The first, you know, still we use, when we pay obeisances to Gornita, we chant the mantra. Ajanu lambito bhujo kanaka badato sankirtanaika kapitara kamalaya taksa vishwambara dijavara juga dharma pala vandi jagat priya karakaruna avataro. This is written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's the, I think, this is the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he compiled a song on this verse. Ajanulambito bahu jugala kanaka kutali deham orunambara shavita kalevara upamadehi motar. Very nice song. So he described Gaur Nityananda's glory so nicely, so sweet. You know, it's very sweet. So that's why Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sahaja Vichitra Madhur Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavan Das Mukhe Amrita Radhar Manushya Rachitanare Oise Grantha Dhanya Vrindavan Das Mukhe Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. So, he's saying, you know, Mahaprabhu's character is so sweet. On top of that, Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing. What a sweet. What a sweetness is there. And it's not only that. Reality is, in Vrindavan Das Thakur's mouth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually describing all these things. That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned. So, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a nice pastime. We will hear about it and then we will finish. This is chapter Adi Khanda and fifth chapter. One day, Mahaprabhu is a very small boy. He is here, of course, you know. Baby, they wear nappy and everything. Those days, they don't used to wear anything. So, Mahaprabhu technically no clothes. Small boy. Looks beautiful. Play all the time in the dust. She was playing on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Jagannath Mishra. There is a beautiful song as well about it. Sachirangi naina che vishwambhararai হাসি হাসি ফিরি ফিরি মায়েরে লুকায়, বয়নে বসন দিয়া বলে লুকাইনু, সচি কহে বিশ্বম্ভর আমি না দেখিনু। It's beautiful, so many nice song about, you know, Mahaprabhu's childhood, Vrindavan Das Thakur written. So, then he was playing in there, in the dust, and then Jagannath Mishra asked, my dear son, can you please bring my book from the room, from our, you know, room? And then he said, oh, yes, of course I can do. And then he's running, you know. And then suddenly, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Mata, they heard the ankle belt sound. And they said, how come this sound is coming? Where it is from? There is no ankle belt here. And then they can hear it's coming from the direction where Mahaprabhu is, you know, walking. And then they said, no, he don't have any ankle belt. And then when Mahaprabhu entered into the room and they saw the step, footstep, and they were all decorated by Sankha Chakra Gadapadma. All the symptom, you know, is there. And then Jagannath Mishra said, oh, I think, you know, Lord Vishnu himself came to our house because we worship Shaligram. So that's maybe Shaligram. So then they were very happy. They worship next day Shaligram really elaborately. And then when they finish the worshipping, it's like, you know, before lunchtime, suddenly a Vaishnava arrived in their house. And that Vaishnava, they saw he's like full effulgence. He's a really elevated soul. They can understand. So then they gave him, you know, nice place to sit, and they asked, how can I serve you? And who are you? And then he replied, I'm a traveler. I travel everywhere and I'm looking for Krishna. I'm searching Krishna everywhere. Hope one day I can, you know, see him. And he was chanting all the time, Mahamantra, you know. And then Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, they were really happy to see him, and then said, oh, we really, you know, it is our great fortune you arrive here. So please, let us to render some service to you. And then, you know, they give him all the facility to cook, because he want to cook himself. And they make everything, all the place and everything. And his vow was, he will offer first to Gopal, and then he eats. He honored prasadam. So he cooks and finishes and everything, and then now he's offering. Okay, he's chanting the Gopal mantra. I think it's Ashtadaksh Akshar, means 18 letter Gopal mantra. There's you shouldn't chant, because that's one Gayatri mantra. So anyway, so then suddenly he opened his eyes and he saw the Nimai, small boy, you know, his whole body is covered, you know, dust everywhere. And he came and he took rice from offering plate and he's eating from there. And he was so frustrated and he starts screaming, oh, how come a boy, you know, stealing my offering? You know, what will happen? It is very offensive. What shall I do? And then immediately Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra came. And he said, oh, what happened? I said, look at your boy, he just, you know, eating my offering. And then they were very unhappy. And then Jagannath Mishra was very angry. He said, okay, you know, I'll beat him. And then, you know, that sadhu, that sannyasi, he said, oh no, how come you'll beat such a, you know, he's such a nice boy. This is the natural attraction. Lord Krishna, he's all attractive, doesn't matter where he is. Even though he did that, but still in his heart, he's feeling, wow, that boy is so cute, so nice, you know. He's so nice. And, you know, he feel like I know him, you know, time immemorial. And he said, oh, no, don't hurt him. Then I'll be very very unhappy, don't do it. And then Jagannath Mishra again arrange everything. Okay. And then again he's chanting And then again Mahaprabhu came. And he yet. And then he was so unhappy. Again Jagannath Mishra said, okay, this time, what can be done? We'll put him in a room, and locked him, and then you can cook here. So then, he said, okay, then he cooked again. And then again he tried to offer. And again Mahaprabhu, you know, even though he was locked in the room, and then somehow or other he came out and he ate. And then they were surprised. How come this boy, you know, came out from the room and nobody could see him? And he ate his offering. And even that sannyasi was surprised. How come a boy can do that? You know, everyone keeping eye on him. And then he said, all right, you know, I don't know how to cook anymore. You know, forget it. Give me some fruits and things, I'll offer and I'll eat. And then Jagannath Mishra said, no. How come you'll stay without food in my house? That's very offensive for me. I cannot tolerate that. Please, don't mind. I'll give you everything again and please cook it. And that will please me. Please. And then when Jagannath Mishra requested so much, and then he cooked again. This time what they did, they locked him in the room, and you know, everywhere they put the security, make sure he doesn't come out, and the person offering in some other room, okay, sannyasi, no one is there, everyone is giving security, so that Nimai doesn't come anymore, and you know, again, mess up with everything. And then, he start chanting his mantra, and then again, guess what happened? Mahaprabhu came. And this time he was so frustrated and he asked, why are you coming again and again? And then Nimai asked, what's wrong with you? You just calling me. How come I'll stay? You know, you calling me and you now you saying me, why are you coming? You know, why are you wasting my offering? Because you are only chanting my mantra. I am not different from Gopal, you know. But I don't understand why you didn't recognize me. And then he said, oh really? And then Mahaprabhu saw him, Gopal form. And then he was so pleased and he paid dandavat pranam, you know. And then he said, oh please take, you know, this is my great fortune that, you know, I have your darshan. I was only looking for you, but I didn't know you were here. And then he glorified Mahaprabhu with so many verses. And meanwhile, what happened? By Yoga Maya, everyone is sleeping. So nobody could see. And then Mahaprabhu saw him the Chaturbhuj form. And he saw him Radha and Krishna is become one and it's become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw through that sannyasi. And he was, you know, ecstasy in love of Godhead, and he was, you know, paying dandavat, again standing up and, you know, reciting so many prayers. And then Mahaprabhu told him, look, don't tell anyone. And then he said, oh, you speaking, everyone already heard, you know, everyone will know. And then Mahaprabhu said, no, nobody knows, everyone is sleeping. So make sure you don't tell anyone. Tomorrow morning, you should leave this place. That's my order. So then anyway, he was very pleased. And he paid obeisances to, you know, Mahaprabhu. And then he fed him very nicely. And then everyone wakes up. And then everyone said, where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? And then everyone saw he is in that sannyasi's room. And sannyasi is very happy. They were a bit, you know, doubt what happened. What's, you know, this time he's not unhappy at all. Even he's Nimai Pandit in his room. And then the sannyasi said, oh, no problem, you know. I'm very happy to feed him. He's a very nice boy, you know. And then next day morning he cook again. He fed Mahaprabhu. But he doesn't want to go, but Mahaprabhu's instruction. So that's why he left. So Mahaprabhu didn't want to tell anyone, otherwise, you know, what will happen? Everyone will know he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then what will happen? They will try to respect him as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, not Nimai Pandit. So that he doesn't want. So, like that, there is so many pastimes Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, so nice. It's a very sweet pastime. So, yeah, I would like to stop here. We'll pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur's lotus feet so we can relish Mahaprabhu's pastime, we can understand. And his pastime by only their mercy. So it doesn't matter how much we read, how much we hear, unless otherwise their mercy will never ever able to understand the deepness of Mahaprabhu's pastime. So we pray to their lotus feet or his lotus feet so we can at least understand Mahaprabhu's pastime and his mercy. Thank you so much. If there are any mistake, please forgive me. If there are any comments and question, please. Thank you so much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.